traveling by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Hour number two of today, here this Thursday, April 3rd, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Carla Wagner from Axe My Tax is going to be on the show tomorrow. She's going to be on with this right out of the gate, 9:07 to 9:30 tomorrow. She is going to explain the relaunch of Axe My Tax that she has created and has started sending out petition sheets. Petition sheets going to county chairs, county leaders, county contacts. One of those contacts, Emmett County, one of our sponsors for a long time. We love Tom and Karen Curtis, 9996 Pickle Lake Road there in Petoskey. If you want their contact information, if you want their address, if you want their phone numbers, text me, Curtis. C-U-T-C-U-R-T-I-S-S. Curtis. Two S's. Now, I have sheets for Antrim County. They have sheets for Emmett County. Carla Wagner has got county chairs, I believe she said, in 80 of the 83 counties. She's only missing, I believe she said, Gogebic, Baraga, and Keweenaw. And we're going to talk to Mary Sears up there in Keweenaw to see if she will be a county chair for us. The election has to be where November, it's on the ballot of 2026, in order to change the state's constitution to eliminate property taxes in Michigan. Small businesses, homeowners, all of these property taxes that we are paying, all these property taxes, folks, if we collect enough signatures, I believe it's 600,000. I'll verify that with Carla tomorrow. This goes on the ballot of November in 2026. We've got 6 month window. Now, she started 2 days ago on April 1st. The plan is to run for April, May, June, July, August, and September. Come October 1st, if we're short and we didn't collect that many signatures here in the cold, stormy month of April, we will then push it back to include October and contact the signatures that signed in April and get them to re-sign in September, October. It's a moving window if we need it to be. But Carla will explain all that. The website, AXMI.com. PolingTax.org. Folks, this is polling with the people, not the politicians, but the people. This is polling at almost 80%. Detroit, just south of 8 Mile Road, down there like Gratiot, Grosbeck area, Van Dyke, just the other side of Warren. Guess what? Bungalows built right after World War II, 40-foot wide lots, slammed them into these subdivisions right next to each other. You can basically reach out the window of the upstairs attic bedroom and touch your neighbor's house. Value, $147,000. Property taxes, $5,200 a year. Over $400 a month in property taxes on a small bungalow in Detroit. We're going to stop it. Short break. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Lord, I was born a rambling man, trying to make a living and doing the best I can. And when it's time for leaving, I hope you'll understand that I was born a rambling man.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. So if you live in Emmett County, you can go to Curtis Gunsmithing, 9996 Pickerel Lake Road, and get a sheet, a couple of sheets, whatever you can do, whatever you can commit to. Go out and get the signatures from registered voters. Sign on the bottom, when you're done as the circulator and return them back to Tom and Karen Curtis there at the Curtis Gunsmithing office, 9996 Pickerel Lake Road at the store. They will be the contact point for Emmett. There's a few other people in the area, but you can go see and get your signature sheets, petition sheets from them. This is going to be a campaign that we are going to do. We are going to be part of this. We are going to make this happen in our listening area. Now, you can go to the website xaxmitax.org, and you can volunteer. You can sign up to be a county captain. You can be a circulator. You can do whatever you want to do. You can do it online on the website. There's a video there about it. Explains the entire process. And you can also, there at the bottom, you can donate. Carla had somebody give some money. They were able to print up 50,000 petition sheets. She's in the process of getting another 50,000 sheets printed up so that we can have enough signature lines available. So basically, we will have the sheets. Now, what she needs money for is mailing these sheets out. The package she sent to me the other day, the postage on it was almost $9. I believe it was like $8.55, something like that, based on the weight. She gave me the sheets. She gave me some palm card information. It was mailed directly to the house, right here to the home studio. Well, when we get those, we now will start sharing them with people here in Antrim County. We got to do this across the entire state of Michigan. Now, what is this going to do? What is this going to do to the value of our homes? Well, guess what? If we have no property taxes, folks, our homes are going to go up in value. Why? Because people will be able to afford our homes because of no property taxes. They can buy our homes and only have to pay principal and interest and insurance on their homes. You will never, ever be in a situation where you could be facing tax foreclosure for non-payment of your property taxes. It'll stop. The threat will go away. We will become real owners of our homes, our business buildings, without the threat of foreclosure from our government for not paying property taxes. We get this done, we put this on the ballot, it passes, and it forces Lansing and local county governments to figure out ways to fund their function of government without property taxes. Guess what? We now will be a state that people will want to come to. We can buy a house in Michigan and not have to pay property taxes? Are you kidding me? This is huge. This is huge. This is freedom. Donald Trump talked about Liberation Day for the country. We get this done, it passes on the ballot in November 26th. We become a no property tax state. It'll be amazing what happens. The amount of people that will come to our state. The number of businesses. Tom and Karen Curtis, you're a business owner. You know the store there that you have, the property taxes you're having to pay as a result of that building. Farmers, oh my God, are you kidding? Do you know how much money farmers pay in property taxes on lands they have to rent, lease, they don't even own necessarily? The rent, folks, the leasing of the farmland is based on property taxes. If there was no property taxes on vacant land here in the state of Michigan, it will be amazing how much that will give relief to our farmers. This is, without a doubt, going to be huge. So we're going to be part of it. I need you to go to the website, AXMITax.org. Volunteer. Sign up to be a volunteer. Donate $5. Skip lunch today. Donate 10. She's got to have the postage to mail out these petition sheets that she's already printed up, ready to go. And all you got to do is put it on a clipboard, carry it with you in your vehicle. You have to get these signatures by county. You're at the gas pump. Hey, do you live here in Emmett County? You live in Sheboygan? You live in Livingston, wherever? We're trying to get rid of property taxes in Michigan. We're going to put it on the ballot for November 26th. Will you sign the sheet to help us put it on the ballot? Absolutely. And one thing that people don't understand, businesses pay non-homestead. The only tax break you get for property taxes, folks, is when it's your principal residence. It's called homestead tax break. Businesses pay non-homestead. Do you realize non-homestead in Michigan is almost double what a homestead tax bill is? This is amazing. This is absolutely amazing what it will do for businesses in Michigan. Small farms, unbelievable. And the bottom line, she's calling it the Great Michigan Reboot. By eliminating property taxes, we will not only regain true property ownership, but it will give each citizen the ability to reevaluate how their money is being spent, not only in Lansing, but at your local county government, your own township, your own city, your own village. Bottom line is, this is the best, absolutely, in my opinion, the best DOGE effort we can do in the state of Michigan. Government efficiency will demand that they get efficient. Absolutely will force them to get efficient in the way they spend our money, both in Lansing and our local government. The other aspect that you have to look at is how will this impact our young people? We educate them. They get vocational training, technical training, a college degree, whatever. You want to go to work. You want to live in a state. You want to be able to buy a house. Perhaps you're going to get married. Perhaps you're going to be single. Whatever your decision is, no problem. But instead of renting an apartment, you want to own a house. Well, guess what? You can stay here in Michigan. You can stay here close to home so we can see you on a regular basis, buy a house, and pay no property taxes. The mortgage, folks. Principal, interest, and insurance. That's it. I totally, totally support this effort and what Carla's doing. And we're going to have her on the show tomorrow from 9:05 to 9:30. We're going to get the word out. We're going to do this. And this is going to force Lansing to change the way they spend our money. And as a matter of fact, if we get enough momentum, we get enough signatures before the October 1st deadline of our new budget, This is going to send a signal to the House Republicans who are in the majority, as well as the governor, as well as the Democrat-controlled Senate. This is going on the ballot next year, folks, and guess what? You're going to be forced to change the way you spend our money. We will start doging them this year with this petition drive. So again, I need you guys to go to their website, her website, and get on it and sign up to volunteer. This is going to be a team effort, folks. We are going to do this. We're going to do it. And Lansing isn't going to like it. Well, too bad. We're not happy with you guys. You may as well not be happy with us. There's going to be major, major changes in the way the budget works in Lansing. And we're going to make our homes worth more money. And we are absolutely going to change the way things operate here in our state. So I'm excited. Again, we'll have her on the show tomorrow from 9:05 to 9:30. And listen and hear directly from Carla as she explains the relaunch of AxeMyTax.org. Her signature petition drive, what we have to do, how she has been traveling all across the state. Absolutely, absolutely have got to do this. Got a text message. How many sheets can I get? Well, depending on your county, we'll figure it out. Jeff over in Mayo area, his power is back on. He's listening on yourdefendingfathers.com. If everyone would have gotten rid of property taxes, they'd have more money. Or generators, for example, while they wait for their power to come back on. Do you know, I've actually had people turn the water off in their houses, unplug the refrigerator, unplug the computers, unplug the TV, so that if and when the power comes back on, there won't be any power surge. And they've had to go and live with family elsewhere who has power. I got people all over the place telling me that they're living with family until the power comes back on. PING says it could be a week. Might not have power back on until this Sunday. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Oh, yeah, Jeff, if we got rid of property taxes, you'd have a whole lot of money available at your disposal. This is literally, folks, going to change the state. And we're going to be a part of it. Absolutely support it. Absolutely want you guys to be a part of it as well. Again, AxeMyTax.org. Click on volunteer. Click on donate. Send them $5. We're moving on. We do have a couple stories happening in Lansing. Bottom of the hour news break, hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you.